This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. We got on the way here tonight. Mark, you wanted to talk about forced catheterization. Is that right?
That's right.
All right, we're going to get into that.
As bad as it sounds.
Yeah, where did it happen? What happened? We'll give you the details on that. For those of you just tuning in, we're going over kind of a summary of what is apparently a whole book about the U.S. military and the CIA, the federal government, and how influential they've been over Hollywood productions. Maybe more so than some people had thought. There were...
Oh, no. Not maybe more so than some people had thought. More so than just about everyone had ever imagined.
Well, we knew they had some influence over, you know, stuff where they were using military equipment, but it's even more than that, apparently. Hundreds more movies than people had previously thought, and they poured over 4,000 pages of documents to glean some of this information. They're sharing some of it in a story at Medium.com from Insurge Intelligence. And at this point in the story, it's about the CIA and their influence. Now, we knew about the military. We didn't know about the CIA. They've managed to censor scripts and remove or change sequences they didn't want the public to see on Zero Dark Thirty, for instance.
Well, you were asking a question I thought was very, very relevant, but perhaps could be stated just a little more presciently. So, how can you, as an American voter, do your job? How can any of us do our job of picking the best leaders of this country when the information that we are being given, the entertainment, the very molding of our minds is being done, in secret by the clandestine intelligence agencies. Mm. Agencies who in their charters say that they will not work within the United States are molding our media.
That's a great point. The CIA is supposed to work outside the U.S.
Right. Okay, so the American people, this is just another ho-hum story, right? Oh, that's interesting. Oh, well, I guess we'll move on. But look. Just how insidious this is, and I would ask you, what can I possibly do about it? A clandestine
make your own movies
organization funded by my tax money has lied, has gone completely against its charter. Mm-hmm. The people within it will not be punished.
No.
I can't do anything about it personally other than talk to listeners who will do nothing about it.
Right. I mean, it's not like any of us are going to stop seeing Hollywood movies.
Right. Are you going to stop seeing Hollywood movies? Are you going to stop paying your taxes? Are you going to call your congressman tomorrow and demand that the CIA is disbanded?
That's going to happen.
Exactly what are you going to do about this?
You just got to be aware that, you know, you're being fed something.
Right. Here's the question I have for you. At what point do you decide that the government is an agency that is actually evil?
Mm.
Like, I've gotten to the point where I have just about stopped giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Give them the benefit of the doubt?
I'm willing to give some people who work within the government the benefit of the doubt.
But as an agency,
but as
shouldn't.
An agency, as an organization, they've got momentum in the direction of evil.
Absolutely.
Okay? Look, I'm not saying that the United States government is evil and all the other governments are good. By no
means.
They're
all evil.
I'm saying they're all evil, and the United States doesn't deserve a pass. You've been lied to, people. The CIA is molding your mind through your media, and you don't care. You know why you don't care? Because your mind has been molded through the media for your whole life. This is Top Gun we're talking about. Yeah. I was in high school when this thing came out.
Not just Top Gun. Meet the Parents. We're going to get into that.
I don't know when that is, but what I'm saying, from as a time frame, you can't even claim... as an American citizen, to have been basically older than this, like old enough to be,
non-influenced.
Yeah,
yeah, it's been going on for a long time. I suspect this has been going on for many decades.
And I mean, any other story? Don't forget. On Saturday night, we will do a story where people call in and say, you just hate the government. You just hate them. You're all twisted up in the brain and you hate them.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to have to listen to that. I'm going to try to make as relevant and clear arguments as I can against this. But yes, I hate the government, people.
Well,
and
hate,
if you
hate
don't,
only hates the,
you're insane.
Hate only hurts the haters.
Ian,
so I don't hate.
These people have banded together to steal our money so that they can go against their own charters, lying
yes.
to us and molding
Very,
our money.
It's very wrong.
If you don't hate them, you're messed
I don't
up.
Hate. No, I'm sorry. I don't hate.
I
hate is
them.
Unhealthy.
Okay.
Hate is bad for you, and you can.
No. Well, that's a stupid statement. Okay.
No, it's not. It's the truth.
Wait. Let me go on. Okay. Yeah. Look.
They don't care if you hate them, Mark.
No, they do not care if you hate them.
That's, so it only that's hurts you. It only
well, they
cares
do care.
You.
Otherwise,
inside.
They wouldn't be. I'll rebut.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
They hate. They care because they're trying to change our opinions through the media.
Sure, they would prefer to be liked, but ultimately, whether you hate them or not doesn't really matter because you're going to pay their taxes anyway.
You love to make this statement that hate only hurts the hater.
It's true.
It's
true
not
statement.
True, and it's dumb, and I'm going to point it out to you. Okay.
Okay. Look, sure.
Okay. So when
I don't
you
feel. Dumb.
When you look at positive action, you know, when you look at actions, right,
yeah.
they're either moved by positive feelings or negative feelings, right?
Okay.
Is hate a positive feeling or a negative feeling?
It's pretty negative. Okay. About as negative as you can be.
Excellent. So,
which is why it's not good to be there.
Right. Yeah. But would you agree that negative emotions are more likely to get movement, to cause things to happen than positive emotions?
I see what you're saying. You're saying
positive
hate
emotions.
Can be
I'm thinking contentment, satisfaction, joy, yeah. love, peace. These positive
sure,
emotions.
Sure, people seek comfort and they avoid discomfort.
Okay,
right?
So in order to seek comfort, you must be uncomfortable.
I'm not saying that you should love. You know, like
no, I didn't say you
smother
were.
With kisses.
I'm saying that that hate has a place and that. If something is sufficiently evil, you should truly hate it.
No, I reject hate. I think that it just does damage internally to you. It doesn't do any good on you know changing the object of your hate. It doesn't fix their problems. It doesn't make your relationship with them better. I think that ultimately
you're not going to make relationships better with an organization that goes directly contrary to its charter.
I want to not have a relationship with those people. There's no doubt about it. But that doesn't mean that I have to feel hatred towards them. I can still be motivated by the terrible things that they do, but also understand that these are just, you know, they probably don't believe they're evil, right? So, like, when we look at it, we see what they're doing is as evil. They're destroying innocent life around the world. They're imprisoning, you know, countless Americans for peaceful, you know, acts. I mean, so there's all kinds of just evil things that they've done. But they do it in the belief, likely, that they're helping, that they're, you know, making the world a better place or whatever.
So did the Nazis, you moron! Yeah. Like, they were going to get rid of the Jews because the Jews were bad. They were doing what they're doing because it was hard and to make the world a better place.
And it
that's
was wrong.
The kind of that's what
wrong.
Evil is. Evil is the pursuit of what you believe is good, but the misguided pursuit of good.
Through
evil
any means
is,
necessary, through violence, through
evil is the misguided pursuit of good. Evil is the misguided pursuit of good.
Well, I mean, look, people who are misguided, you know, should have a chance to be forgiven. They should be able to make their wrongs right.
Ian, I didn't advocate going up and shooting any CIA officer,
goodness.
You know?
But hate is what keeps somebody in a place. If you stay in a place of hate, then you're going to generate the kind of attitude of the people who want to use violence against the state.
So hate is an uncomfortable feeling, and you're saying that you must move from that uncomfortable feeling to another uncomfortable feeling in order to be motivated to do something to prevent the depredations of the state. Is that what you're claiming? Because that's a different statement than you should not hate. What you're saying is that your hate should evolve into something else.
Yeah, I think that if
should
somebody
that
feels...
Should something else be a positive emotion or a negative emotion?
It should be less negative. You should move away from
so
the least negative
just
places.
Just define hate in a narrow view of sort of like seething hate. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, hate is just hate as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
I think a nice step up from that would be to pity these people. They're, you know, a sad bunch.
Do you feel motivated to, you know, help people you pity to change their opinions?
I don't care about changing their opinions. I just want them to leave people alone. There's more coming
then
up
I don't
here
pity
moments.
Them, then.
855 453.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yet, yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may die. join us on the radio. Here, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We got some more on the way here about the CIA's influence now over Hollywood, but we're going to your calls and thoughts first. Also want to let you know about HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You don't, believe it or not, don't have to have health insurance. In fact, Health Excellence Select is freedom from health insurance. You go there and get signed up, you and your family. There's a free market healthcare company. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They'll give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors, including doctors like traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You can check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They'll even give you a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. Once again, it's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Ian and Mark in the studio. We go out to Alaska, where it's still the afternoon. Hey, Dick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys doing? I hope you guys aren't hating too much today, especially you, Mark. But I was actually calling about something that y'all were discussing a couple days ago. It was a church. I forget where the church was located, but they won a court case and were able to receive grant money for a playground. And
was it in Nebraska?
I don't remember where it was.
Okay. The Midwest. Go ahead.
But, Ian, you seem to have a problem with the church taking the money and more of a problem than you would if it was just a non-religious non-profit. So I was just curious if you would kind of expand your thinking on that, because I did not understand your reasoning. Why? I mean, I can understand why, in general, you wouldn't think it's okay to take taxpayer dollars because it's stolen money, but to specifically say churches can't receive the benefits of the state that they exist in, I don't understand that.
Sure. Okay, so in this story, it had to do with a playground, and they were getting a grant for like a new flooring in the playground, those tire, chunked up tire pieces or whatever. And so, in my opinion, and as a minister in the Shire Free Church, which is a church that is, you know, one of the free church movement, meaning that we're not interested in incorporating with the government if we can at all avoid doing that, because you don't want to ask a favor from what is essentially an evil organization. As we've come, you know, in the last discussion, that's one thing I definitely agree with Mark on, is that together, these individual people who think they're doing the right thing, when they come together and they use power over others, as the government does, evil results.
Right, and the misguided pursuit of good is how I am defining evil, and I'm using history as my guide for that definition.
Right, so, you know, to some extent, you're corrupting your organization by asking the government for a favor, whether it's getting a welfare check or whether it is, you know, asking them to, I forget what's going with that one. But anyway, it's not good. Oh, yeah, 501c3. That's what I was thinking. A lot of churches get the 501c3 thinking they have to in order to accept tax-deductible contributions. But that's just a straight-up lie. The IRS own code makes it crystal clear that donations to churches, even if they're not 501c3 churches, are still tax deductible. So there's a lot of misinformation out there that motivates these churches to do those things. And when they do it, then surprise, surprise, well, along comes all kinds of restrictions. Sort of like the movies that are getting restricted by the military, the churches will get restricted by the government and the things that they can say and the things that they can do. They can't take positions on political issues and candidates if they are the 501c3.
Yeah, and it seems ridiculous to me that an organization that is intended to be a moral guide would be disallowed from taking a position on a politician, right? Like a politician, the suggestion there is that it is leading us, the nation, you know, the country, whatever, on a moral path. And to disallow an organization that is intended to be a moral guide from giving suggestions on
that's
who would
disturbing.
Be the best, you know, leader to lead people on a moral path is ridiculous.
Right, and I don't consider politicians to be leaders.
Nor do I, but this is what is laid in front of us.
Yeah. So you get all these restrictions that come along. I mean, because it's the government. There's never a It's very rare that you're going to get some sort of handout from the government that doesn't come with a bunch of strings attached to it. And so regardless of the strings, even if they aren't strings attached, which would be very unusual, you're still dealing with money that came from a stolen source. And so, I mean, I think generally churches should not be doing that sort of thing. But beyond that, there's also the point that churches have the benefit, sort of a unique benefit, of not being taxed. Now,
501c3 organizations aren't taxed too. It's just that they have
they're still a creature of the state, though, at that point.
Sure.
So, you know, again, one of the perks of a church is that there's no taxation, and so therefore, if you're not paying into the system, you really shouldn't be taking money out of the system.
But everybody who makes up
so
the church,
I disagree with a few points there.
Okay.
One is that churches don't pay taxes, and when you were talking about the Free Church, I think it was Tuesday night, Monday night, you'd mentioned that you have, you're incorporated in some form, but that's really just a folder that you use to communicate with the state, and your actual church body is you and the rest of the Shire Free Church, and the folder and the incorporation is not. So I would say that
that's
most
correct.
Churches are the same, like the church I attend, and I'm assuming this church in Nebraska or whatever. The people are the church, and their community is the church. And those people, as part of the church, they certainly pay taxes. Now, maybe they write off some of their donations, but
I get what you're saying. So you're saying the members of the church that are paying taxes, they may want that for their church, and therefore they want their tax dollars to go to that church. I see the argument. I see what you're saying, and I don't think that, you know, if that's what they want to do with themselves, that's fine. But to me, I think the government's a corrupting influence, and
I would agree, but I don't think that. I think that argument could be made for any charity or any 501c3, and to specifically say that it would be worse for a church to do it because they have some exemptions and some benefits. I mean, would you be okay with a church, you know, calling the fire department if they had a fire in their building and accepting government assistance then, or is that a corrupting influence? Would you be against that?
You make an interesting point there, and I think that, you know, the thing you have to point out there is you don't have anyone else you can call in those instances, right? There's not another fire company in most places. There are some private fire departments, like out in California, that service very, very wealthy neighborhoods.
There's other private volunteer and basically privately funded fire departments.
And I wouldn't say there would be anything wrong with the church giving a donation to support the things that they want to support. So if they support the fire department, to donate some of the church funds to that fire department, which would make that relationship a little bit more understandable in that case. But I think, you know, you're making an argument. There's always an argument to, you know, take the pieces of silver, right, that are being offered. And sometimes they can feel very persuasive.
You can't avoid the pieces of silver in some cases.
There's
like
no doubt.
Driving on the roads.
Yep. Hey, Dick, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, Light Freedom. You can join us on the radio and take control of the airwaves here, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial on in toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live with Ian
and Mark.
Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Hope.freetalklive.com, that is where you can go to get behind the project, Mark, that you've been spearheading here and doing a great job with it, helping connect an orphanage, or what will be an orphanage, in Jinja, Uganda,
right,
with people who want to support that orphanage. I mean, they've got a place that they're storing these children right now, but that's about all you can really say about it.
Yeah, it isn't good.
It's more like a storage locker where they're just laying on the floor in there. So you're talking about a major upgrade, right?
Yeah, this is essentially a building that will be theirs. It is being constructed in a fashion that will last for generations of orphans that go through there. And this is the area of the world that, you know, it hasn't been great before. It isn't great now. And I'm just going to go ahead and go out on a limb that in the next generation or so, it's still probably not going to be great.
Yeah.
You know, there's war, AIDS, Ebola, you know, the list isn't good, the things that are going on in Uganda. All I'm trying to do is provide a place for, at this point, about 45 orphans to be able to, there'll be some room for growth in this, just in case that's necessary. Mm-hmm. Not doubling of the orphans, but, you know, some room for growth. So that they can take in, you know, like some amount of kids. I haven't got a number for you right now, but it's a good question, and I should ask that of Ndufuna next time I talk to him.
Okay.
That they would have a bed, you know, a bed to sleep on, a springy kind of bed to sleep on, a locker or closet or footlocker or something to put their stuff in, whatever their stuff might be, things that they can call their own, and a place to wash their face, take a bath, and a little place to study so that they can go to school. That's it. That's what we're talking about here, and it's really pretty affordable. We're talking about $25,000 for a two-story building that's going to hold Ndufuna, a couple of people that are helping to take care of these kids, and then 45 orphans. If you can imagine putting up 60 people, a building that's going to hold 60 people for $25,000, it's ridiculous. Now, this is going to have electricity, so they're going to be able to turn on lights to do their studying and that sort of thing. And we're doing the electricity. I've just funded the money to get started on the electrical wiring. They need to do some stuff before they pour concrete in for the second floor right now, and I'm raising money so that we can start getting copper wiring and all that stuff. All you have to do is go to hope.freetalklive.com. Again, it's hope.freetalklive.com. Your funds will be matched once
twice.
Yes, twice. Once by Cell 411, so at getcell411.com,
yes.
And once by Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at jax.io.
Awesome.
So there
Amazing.
You go. Please, help.
All right, so that's hope.freetalklive.com. Our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So I want to get back into the hate and pity conversation, or what you were saying, Mark, was something to the effect of, if you don't hate the government, what was it? If you don't hate the government,
I would
you're
say
stupid.
That that you have negative that you have a sort of a view that negative emotions are bad. And
no, I didn't say that. I said that staying in a place of hate or a place of anger is not good for you.
Ian, I concur with you that staying in a place of sort of seething hate is not going to benefit you, that it's going to cause you to make sort of rash decisions and those sorts of things.
Yeah.
But to
probably make you feel ill, too.
How would you describe the feeling that one would have towards an organization, in this case we're talking about the CIA, who is influencing Americans' television programs, its TV programs, it is using our tax money to directly go contrary to its charter, which says that it will not work within the continental, within the United States, within the borders of the United States. It is intended to work outside of the borders of the United States to further the goals of the American people or whatever.
Reason enough to be abolished right there.
Yeah. So that organization is operating in contrast with its charter. We know this. I mean, this
yeah,
isn't a surprise.
Sure. It's the history of the organization at this
right.
point.
Yeah, the American people have had enough warning about what the CIA is about. How are you supposed to feel about an organization like that? What's the emotion that one, the most righteous emotion that one should have regarding?
I wouldn't tell anybody what emotions they should have. If you want to stay in a place of anger and hatred, that is completely your choice. But I don't think it's good for you to do that. I think that the suggestion here has been that, well, you've got to feel hate and anger to be motivated. And I don't agree with that. Would you deny, Mark, that I'm one of probably the busiest activists, in the libertarian community in New Hampshire as far
sure.
as, like, doing activism is
sure.
concerned? So, therefore, obviously, I'm able to be motivated by not being hateful and not being anger-filled, right? I can get stuff done.
I think
right?
you have focused your hate and anger into a far more positive realm than most people have successfully
But I don't
done.
Have hate and anger to focus. I don't hold on to any of those things. If I find myself feeling angry, I want to reject those feelings. I want to let those things go so I can let that pass
can you
and
describe,
get back to a place of peace.
Can you describe the feeling that you have that motivates you to work so diligently against an organization that is, obviously
I wouldn't say I work against anything.
Contrary to American freedom.
I would like to say that I work in favor of things like peace, in favor of love and forgiveness.
But effectively, that is working against the state, right?
Well, I guess it just depends on how you want to look at it, Mark. I don't like the idea of going up against things. I'm not interested in conflict. I understand you and others don't believe that, but I'm really not. I'd rather just, people be left alone and live free when they want to go up against the activists who believe in peace and liberty. Then, there needs to be a response. There needs to be people be held accountable. There needs to be video. There needs to be publicity. We need to get that out there. But I'm motivated by a future that I want to see. I'm motivated by good things that I didn't envision for the future, like, seceding from the United States and the potential peace and prosperity that having more autonomy over one's life and choices and the state government and all that, that we could have as a result of that. It's the positive things that motivate me. I understand that there are negative things out there that can be motivating, like when you see police abuse, a lot of people want to take action. They want to do something about that. But when they take that action, in a lot of cases, they're still coming from that place of hatred, that place of anger. And that's when you get people, shouting at the cops and, maybe not making as positive an impact as they could.
Like, people should do this or people should feel this way.
If they want to get rid of hate and anger, if they want to stay there, then again, by all means, it's your ulcer or whatever.
Well, I have you appear to be trying to make an end run around a point that I have already made. So let's go ahead and let me remake the point, shall we? That point is that positive emotions are, by and large, not particularly motivating. Things like
maybe not to you.
Peace, love, contentment, these sorts of things. These feelings are feelings that are sort of like, hey, things are good. I needn't do anything.
What about the desire for peace? Is that a negative emotion?
I think that is, I would say that either one of two things is happening here. Somehow you've masked it, and you're operating, looking at your hate through a different lens, or
it's revealing how you look at these things, right? Because you have, as admittedly, been a pretty angry guy. You said you don't go out you don't go out to cop block, for instance, because you're worried you're going to hit somebody, mainly a cop, you can't control yourself.
If they're doing something that I would consider to be wrong, illegal, evil, these sorts of things.
So you're viewing me through your perspective, which is the only thing you can do, and I don't have the same, system as you, man.
You didn't even listen. Let me say what my second option
was. Say it here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth Effector Complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so Skype on in here. At Skype, username lrn.fm. We're talking about emotions and the negative ones, more specifically, that some people really seem to defend, I guess, enjoy. Yeah, maybe some people really love feeling hatred and feel that it benefits them. I've certainly heard people claim that it's their hatred and their anger that motivates them to do things. And, hey, you know, whatever floats your boat, if that's what works for you, then, you know, great. But if you're looking for more internal peace, then hatred and anger are not a place to stay. So, anyway, you were making some sort of point you wanted to
continue. Sort of point. Yeah. you know, and right, I make my points best when they're dismissed by you. And so the... You know, the point I'm trying to make here, Ian, is that negative emotions are motivating. Positive emotions tend not to be. Like, you know, a positive emotion can motivate you. I'm just saying that negative emotions tend to be far more motivating. We would all still be sleeping out under the trees right now if we felt positive emotions all the time. Like, it's the discomfort of rain, the fear of lightning, the concern of your baby being washed away in a flash flood that has us living in houses today, right?
Sure.
It's the, you know, the discomfort of walking your butt to work that gets people to create things like cars and bicycles and all these things. So my, I think my point is quite valid, is that negative emotions are more motivating than positive emotions.
Sure, absolutely. But if you're motivated by the weather or, you know, the elements or a tiger or whatever it is that is a threat to you and you want to build a hut or house of some sort to protect your family or yourself, then, you know, are you going to be in a place of fear and anger the entire time you're up there swinging a hammer? No, you might be thinking about how great it's going to be when you can, you know, keep those things away and have warmth and have the relative safety and the positive sides of whatever it is that you're creating there. So I guess it just depends. I mean, I think that can be a motivating thing, is, you know, the good things that are going to come out of what you're doing or what your activism or creation is.
I don't disagree with any of those things. Yeah. What I'm saying is that it's the negative emotion that spurs it. Right.
Fine.
And then it moves on into something else. And I think
this is the moving on that I was advocating. I'm not advocating staying. We're human beings. Negative emotions happen. It's part of the, you know, the spectrum of experiencing life. You're going to feel angry at some point. You're going to be upset at whatever, you know, might be upsetting. It's just, do you stay there? I say it's a bad idea to stay in those places. And I would say it's a good idea to get out of those emotions as quickly as possible, because they don't do you any good in the long run.
Okay, so
do you disagree?
Do you any good? I don't know if they do you any good. I would say that they can eat you up.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad thing.
That would be a better terminology that I would prefer to use. However, I think that it can be difficult for people, especially in the area of sort of fighting, right? When you're trying to get, when it's groups of people vying for opposing things, that, you know, it's difficult to move beyond whatever sort of malice and hatred and, you know, these other feelings that
sure, it is difficult. Very few things in life worth doing are easy. So, yes, overcoming hatred, overcoming the
probably easier
tendency to
choose not to vie against another group than it is to figure out what, you can't even name this space in which you occupy that makes you the one of the most prolific activists, I'm going to say, on the planet.
Oh, please.
Well, you said that you were, you agreed that you were one of the most prolific in New Hampshire, right?
Probably, yeah.
And where are the most prolific activists?
Well, libertarian activists are in New Hampshire.
Okay. I'm sorry if I didn't say libertarian activists. Pardon me. But frankly, even if you're compared to all other activists everywhere, every minute of your day appears to be focused this. Well, to a lesser or greater extent.
But I do get to do as much as I would like to because that's kind of what I do.
And you can't even describe the feeling that you have that motivates you. So what I'm saying is that it can be extraordinarily difficult to move from places.
I say I couldn't describe it? I mean, it's dedication.
Okay, dedication.
Yeah.
Dedication isn't an emotion. It's a description of action.
Well, I mean, I've seen all kinds of things that I don't agree with, and I want to see the world change for the better. I want to do what little bit I can to have some sort of, you know, influence on making things better out there. And so I do the various different things that I feel like I can do most effectively to forward those things. It's just a day-to-day dedication, a task, essentially, that I've set myself to as part of my mission in life at this point. Is there an emotion that is associated with getting out of bed and just doing activism in the morning? No, it's just a routine.
I think you've assigned yourself this as a task, right? This is your mission.
That's right.
And now it's not an emotion. You take on your mission with as many positive emotions as you possibly can for your own mental well-being.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Right, because it's bad to be in a place of anger and hatred.
The difficulty that people might have with this is that many people are going to feel the anger, the hatred, the malice, the upset with regard to, you know, the government. It's a government. And
some people feel those things about me.
They do.
They don't like my activism or whatever.
Absolutely. They do.
Their problem. They have to live with that.
Some of them are sadists.
Yeah. They're the ones who have to live with all that anger and hatred. I feel sorry for them.
The vast majority of them don't do anything from an activist standpoint.
They complain.
Do very, very little.
Yeah, they complain.
Okay. So
some people apparently were bad-mouthing Keene the other night. A couple folks moved to the Keene area, and they were at the New Movers party, and they got scoffed at when they said they were from Keene.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, you see, that's all I'm trying to say is that it's very easy to sort of be upset.
I'm not upset about it. It's just
I'm
sad.
Not saying you are.
Yeah.
I'm saying that it is easy to be upset. And
sure it is.
To not know what to do with that. One of
okay.
the reasons that I refuse to
channel
do
it into something positive,
certain yeah. forms of activism, is I simply do not trust myself
okay.
to do those forms
it's
of activism.
It's good to know thyself.
Right.
Yeah.
And the reason I don't trust myself is because I believe I will get caught up in negative emotions in the process. And I don't want to set the activism back. I want to help move it forward. I think that I am best qualified to do the activism that I currently do, which is to, you know, do sales for Free Talk Live and help keep this particular organization moving forward, well funded and able to spread the ideas of liberty far and wide.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the best use of my time. However,
do you do all that because you're angry?
Nope.
Okay,
I
good.
Do that because, look, I have created a job for myself,
yeah.
and it pays. You know, you have created a job for yourself, and it doesn't, and that, you know, that doesn't matter to you as far as a motivation goes. It would matter to me.
Uh-huh.
So that's all I'm saying here, Ian, is that negative emotions should not necessarily be poo-pooed at every turn. They
no, you
have
can't eliminate them, but you shouldn't stay in them.
I would agree.
It's unhealthy, in my opinion. So, anyway, if you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to join us here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as we continue here. So, a little bit more about the CIA, because we only have a couple moments left here. They have managed to censor scripts in television, movies. On Zero Dark 30, screenwriter Mark Boal verbally shared his script with CIA officers, and they removed a scene where a drunk CIA officer fires an AK-47 into the air from a rooftop in Islamabad.
That would never happen.
Removed the use of dogs from the torture scenes. In a very different kind of film, the hugely popular romantic comedy Meet the Parents, Brandon is the CIA's executive who decides what stays and what goes in movie scripts. Brandon requested that they change a scene where Ben Stiller's character discovers Robert De Niro's, which is his father-in-law to be in the movie, secret hideaway. In the original script, Stiller finds CIA torture manuals on a desk, but Brandon changed that to photos of De Niro with various dignitaries. Indeed, the CIA's ability to influence, and by the way, you know, like that would have been a lot more intimidating, right? Like to come across your father-in-law has torture manuals on his desk.
Yeah, sure.
They got rid of that aspect of the plot. Indeed, the CIA's ability to influence movie scripts goes back to their early years. In the 1940s and 50s, they managed to prevent any mention of themselves appearing in film and TV until North by Northwest in 1959. This included rejecting requests for production support, meaning that some films were never made, and censoring all references to the CIA in the script for the Bob Hope comedy, My Favorite Spy. The CIA even sabotaged a planned series of documentaries about their predecessor, the OSS, by having assets at CBS develop a rival production to muscle the smaller studio out of the market. Once this was achieved, the agency pulled the plug on the CBS series, too, ensuring the activities of the OSS remain safe from public scrutiny.
There you go.
What machinations. We've got the full article we'll post for you over on the Facebook and the Twitter for Free Talk Live, and you can check out the rest of the dirty details, and they've got a book, too. Again, it's National Security Cinema, and we'll see you tomorrow night on the online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. But nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta, and it is sweeping the globe. All the information you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.